Another story that's been with us for a while, COVID-19. It may be vacation season, but COVID has been hard at work. Cases are on the rise around the country in what has been the first uptick since the end of the COVID emergency in May. Philly's not seeing the worst of it, only a small increase in cases, but we still thought it might be time to check in with Philadelphia Health Department Commissioner Cheryl Bettegol for an update and a refresher on what we need to be doing. Dr. Bettegol, welcome to Studio 2.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we're seeing an uptick in COVID cases, Dr. Bettegol. What's the current status in Philly, and how does that compare to the rest of the region and country?
Sure. So we are seeing what I would call a little uptick, not a surge, nothing we all need to panic about. It's not as big as the increase that has been seen in the South, but nothing in the country is very big right now. So this is something that we all want to pay a little bit of attention to. It's also something for people who are elderly, people who are immunosuppressed, they want to pay a little bit more attention to. But overall, very, very small increase compared to the kinds of increases that we've seen, say, in January of 22 when we had that big Omicron wave.
Can you give us a sense of scale when you say small compared to that? Is there a way you can, I don't know, break it down for us? Because people might hear small and big and sort of not quite know how to contextualize.
Sure. So, you know, in the worst of the Omicron wave, we had something in the neighborhood of 1,000 people hospitalized with COVID. Now, you know, some of those folks had more incidental infections, some respiratory symptoms, but weren't really sick with COVID. But overall, most of those 1,000 people were there because of COVID. What we're seeing now is a few dozen in Philadelphia area hospitals across the entire city. And many of those folks are not actually Philadelphia residents, just a handful of Philadelphians hospitalized. So it still matters. But, you know, huge degree of difference from what we saw then.
I gotta ask, I mean, what are you looking at? Because hospitalizations seem to me something, I mean, people are getting COVID now, very mild, not needing to be hospitalized. So what are you sort of looking at to determine whether or not there's an uptick, whether or not we should be concerned?
So I look at a lot of different data every day. The COVID data comes at different intervals these days, but I'm looking at wastewater, looking at what's happening in our local emergency rooms, as well as hospitalization and death data. It's a complicated set of data, but we know that most people are testing at home. Most people are not sharing their results with the health department. That is absolutely fine. Because if you, for example, have a little bit of a sore throat or a tickle in your throat, I don't need to know that, right? I need to know at the point that people are starting to need to use the emergency room, because that can put a strain on our resources. It can bump other people who need care out. We need to start paying attention at that point. But people who are home, maybe they spend a few days in bed, or they just, you know, stay home for a little bit because they're not feeling quite right. You know, that's not something that we as the public health department need to be on top of. And that's why, you know, we'd rather have people have those tests at home to use if they need them, or just stay home if they're sick.
So, okay, so if you're thinking right now, it's a small uptick, it doesn't look especially worrisome, but there have been seasonal patterns with this and regional seasonal patterns to some extent with COVID. Do you think you know what's coming in fall and winter?
So there's a big unknown here that, you know, right now all the variants that we're talking about and this sort of variant soup that we're seeing are variants of Omicron to some degree. If we were to have a very different kind of variant that we don't have this wall of immunity to, that changes everything. The seasonality, not seasonality, you know, you can debate that. But one of the things that I get very interested in is the rate of rise. What we're seeing here is maybe 10 to 15% in the places that are seeing an increase. That doesn't take you to a very high peak, or at least you'd have to posit that it was going to go on for a very long time. When Omicron first hit, we saw huge rates of increase. You know,
so that steep slope.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And, you know, if you get curious and want to see this, if you look at philly.gov/COVID, you can see the graph of the testing data. You can look back at that big peak from Omicron, and you can see that what we're seeing now looks more like wiggle.
Yeah, and there is a new variant right now. Could you talk about that? And also, is this just part of the new cycle of COVID that we're seeing, that there's always around this time of the year going to be a slight uptick?
So it's hard to know what the seasonality will end up looking like. You know, we have seen some kind of summer something for the last few years and maybe something a little bit bigger in the winter. But those waves seem to be getting smaller over time. And, you know, I'm hopeful that if we don't see a major change in the virus, that we'll gradually see those waves kind of peter out, get smaller, get less severe. to a point that it's just one of the other respiratory viruses that we're seeing.
And this new COVID variant, can you touch on that?
Sure. So, you know, the latest variant, the EG5 that people are talking about, still part of that Omicron stew. So, you know, maybe a little bit different. It's unclear if that's what's driving the little uptick in cases or if it's more the waning of immunity because it's been a while since people had COVID or a while since they had their shots. But whatever we're seeing, it doesn't seem to be a major new variant.
About a minute left. Speaking of waning immunity, waiting on a new booster, it looks like probably in the fall. What's your advice going to be about who should get that booster and when they should get it?
So we're expecting the booster sometime in maybe mid to late September, possibly early October. Certainly anybody who is over 65 or anybody who's over 50 has any type of chronic condition. Anybody who is overweight, it's actually a major risk factor for complications of COVID, and it's the one we forget. Mm-hmm. Young children. So, you know, people who have a little bit of extra risk, really think about getting that dose in the fall. If you're a young, healthy person, you know, you've had your COVID vaccines and you decide not to get the booster, I'm not going to be dreadfully worried about that person. Could something happen? Anything is possible. But really, you know, the major risk seems to be based on age and chronic conditions.
Yeah. And as we get ready to wrap up, just a quick reminders for folks, do we wear masks and when should we, you know, test ourselves if we think we might have COVID?
Yeah. So the quick reminders for folks. First thing is, if you're sick, please stay home. And if you are a little bit sick and for some reason you cannot stay home, stick a mask on before you see other people. From there, you know, boosters, especially for people who are high risk. People who are high risk right now may decide to wear a mask in crowded indoor places. You know, anybody can decide, of course, to wear a mask if they prefer it. And especially if you're going to have contact with somebody who is high risk. You know, if you're getting on the bus, you're going into a crowded store, that might be a time you decide to put a mask on. We are still giving away free tests at mm-hmm. our resource hubs. And, you know, we have lots of them. We would love to have people have them. So if you go to phila.gov/COVID, or if you prefer phone, you can call 215-685-5488. You can get information about those locations and hours.
phila.gov/COVID.
Exactly.
Still up, still there. There's still great information. That is Dr. Cheryl Bedegal, Health Commissioner for the Philadelphia Department of Health. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm hoping to catch the fanatic on my way out.
Oh, yeah. Coming up next.